Well, I sort of think the answer to that is both. I think this is one of those situations where you can have a lot of things be true at once. And I think that's what we see. I mean, is the DOJ being weaponized? Absolutely, they're being weaponized. I mean, this is the same DOJ that let off Hillary Clinton for something that the parallels are eerie. Not only did she improperly have classified information, she actively tried to hide it with, doing things like bleach bidding her server. So there is a double standard. I mean, I wrote last week about how little interest the FBI has had in this allegation that Biden was bribed, and not just from some rando, but from someone that they had worked with before. And members of Congress got to see that, that tip sheet and the fact that they're just been sitting on it. If this had been a Republican, I fully expect that whole thing would have been investigated and charges potentially brought. But also from reading the indictment and you have to say, obviously, that Trump gets a chance to make his defense. The FBI and the DOJ have certainly lost the benefit of the doubt when it comes to President Trump after trying to destroy him over the last 8 years. But, if what they have in the indictment is what they have, Trump tried to deceive his own lawyers to keep some of this information for himself. I think there's arguments about, if he had the ability to keep the information or whatnot. But, when you basically move boxes so your lawyer comes and searches it, and then your lawyer says, "Well, I've done the search," but you're hiding boxes on the sly, like, that's bad. I mean, again, if they have it, that's a strong legal case against former President Trump. So I think it's kind of all of those things.
So what about this? And I just heard this in the last couple of days. So this is something that's a little new, and that is the notion that this presidential campaign may come down to, do you want the former president to become president and self-pardon himself? Is that what this race is going to be about?
Well, I think before that, talk about another political consideration. I expect that this indictment will draw Republican voters to President Trump, at least in the immediate term, because they see it. They see the double standard. They see the unfair persecution. They see how the DOJ has been weaponized not only against Trump, but against pro-life protesters, against parents at school board. And the reaction is, this is outrageous. What can I do? Well, I'm going to support Trump. And that's actually, ironically, what I believe Biden and the DOJ and the deep state want, is they want Trump to be the Republican nominee because they think he's very beatable. And the reason is that we saw Joe Biden from his basement beat President Trump 3 years ago. And so I think the great irony here is that, the DOJ wants Trump to be the nominee, wants to drive Republicans to Trump. Because they know that he is the most likely candidate to lose to Joe Biden, who, on occasion looks like he's really not all there. and they want, that's what they want, right? They want power, and they know a Republican would come in and disrupt things. And so, personally, I think there's a lot of reasons to prefer Ron DeSantis. I think you just have to step back and divorce yourself from, is what's happening here right or wrong, to if we're going to change it, we got to win the election. And we got to be honest enough to say the chances of winning the election with someone who's been indicted on something like this, they're less. And we've seen that election before. And independent voters, it's not going to make them more likely to vote for President Trump, the fact that he got indicted, regardless of the double standard. And so if you really want to fix it, if you really want to change things, and I hope people do, you've got to take that into consideration.
But you're of a mind that the middle of the road, the independents, the undecideds, that they will end up going to Biden if we start playing the victimization card?
Well, I don't think it attracts them to Trump. Absolutely not. I mean, I don't think getting indicted is a great strategy to woo independent voters. And so, if you can get someone in a room and you can give them 10 hours of background, then I think, you have a lot better chance of convincing someone. But people are seeing, snippets in the news. They're living their life. They're going to see a campaign commercial, right? And the association people have is, it's bad to be indicted, right? Because criminals are indicted. And so, you don't get a chance to like have 2 hours to explain the history and the double standard and what Biden's been accused of. You're just going to get the soundbite. And that soundbite is not going to play well for President Trump.
Are you of a mind that this thing is going to go down to the wire, that this thing will go beyond the election, and that we will end up with maybe a President Donald J. Trump, and that he may try and self-pardon?
Self-pardon, yeah. I think he should self-pardon if he ended up in the White House. I just think it's very unlikely that would be the case. I mean, I think the timing of the case will be done to maximize the political benefit to President Trump in the short term before the nomination, before the Republican nomination is decided. And then after that, it will be done to hurt him as much as they can and whatever they think is going to hurt him politically.
Victor, I know that you get a lot of ideas from readers. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Well, you can always send me an email. My last name's crazy, but JOEC is in cat, K is in kite, S is in Sam at reviewjournal.com. I am on Twitter, Victor Jakes, JOEC is in cat, K is in kite, S is in Sam. But I'm not always reading the replies. So sometimes the online space is best. The less read, the better. But I do read my emails and always appreciate hearing from readers.
Victor, always good to visit with you. Thanks, my friend. We'll talk again next Monday.
Can't wait. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Go Knights, go. We may be hoisting the Stanley Cup. We may be sipping beer or champagne out of the Stanley Cup. Wouldn't that be fun? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out your conditions for a Monday on the freeways, heavy volumes, of course, through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, partially because of that Tropicana construction zone area. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour there on the freeway, southbound at Spring Mountain, northbound at Russell. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215 west at the airport connector. You'll touch the brakes there. Watch for some accidents right now. Charleston at Main downtown. Washington at Veterans Memorial. Also crashes Tropicana at Rainbow. Las Vegas Boulevard at Oakey. And restrictions on Charleston between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup Finals Game 5 tomorrow night in Vegas. The Golden Knights looking to lift the Stanley Cup at home. They lead the Florida Panthers 3-1. After the Panthers made it a 2-1 series with a 3-2 overtime win in Game 3, the Golden Knights nipped Florida 3-2 on Saturday in Game 4. Golden Knights head coach Bruce Cassidy.
Once the game was going, I think we knew it was at stake. We have an opportunity to come up here and get one game closer. One slipped away the other night. We felt it slipped away. We thought we were the better team, played better, but we didn't get the win. That happened. So let's get out and be even better.
Pacific Coast League Baseball on Sunday. Sacramento pounded Las Vegas 18-2. Tacoma nipped Reno 8-7. Major League Baseball, the Rockies beat the Padres 5-4. The Phillies over the Dodgers 7-3. The Angels beat the Mariners 9-4. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As promised in our previous segment, I'm going to let you hear from Donald J. Trump. I promised I would bring you the highlights from his speeches in Greensboro, North Carolina, and Columbus, Georgia, over the weekend. He did two of them on Saturday, and they were vintage Trump. They were about what you'd expect. You know, what should a guy that's under federal indictment be doing in the media? And it ain't what Donald Trump did on Saturday. This is so atypical of what you expect. But this was Donald Trump in Greensboro. Federal indictments are actually, and I find this hard to believe, but he says it, and I have no reason to doubt it. The federal indictments are actually helping his presidential campaign. Listen to this.
The polls are through the roof, and the fundraising, small dollar fundraising, is setting records. But still, you get indicted over nothing? You get indicted over the Presidential Records Act, which they don't even admit they call it the Espionage Act. These are sick people. We had Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. The no collusion Mueller witch hunt. Impeachment hoax number one. Remember the perfect phone call? Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. The 51 intelligence officials who falsely said it was Russian disinformation. Remember they said that? I said, nobody believes that. Who would believe that? You see the pictures, horrible pictures. The real pictures haven't been exposed yet. But all of this, and it just kept coming and coming and coming, and it would for another person in my position, but they wouldn't be able to handle it. They wouldn't be able to take it because you're dealing with crazy lunatics. Now the Marxist left is once again using the same corrupt DOJ and the same corrupt FBI. And attorneys general and local district attorneys to interfere in our election at a level that our country has never witnessed before. These criminals cannot be rewarded. They must be defeated. We have to defeat them soundly. In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. The baseless indictment of me by the Biden administration's weaponized Department of Injustice will go down as among the most horrific abuses of power in the history of our country. I think it already is when you think about it. And certainly going back to Obama, when I said, you know, they spied on my campaign, everybody, including the fake news media back there, they said, oh, that's so crazy. Turned out I was right. This vicious persecution is a travesty of justice. You're watching Joe Biden try to jail his leading political opponent. Think of it. This is like third world country stuff. Trying to put his opponent, who's leading him by a lot, wants to put him in jail over following a civil act. This is a simple thing. The Presidential Records Act, it's all under the Presidential Records Act, as it should be. It's all under the Clinton Sox case. You know what the Clinton Sox case is? That's where they sued Clinton and he ended up winning, that he could keep the things that we're talking about. It's all under that, Mr. Congressman. We discussed that before. But this is more like Stalinist Russia or Communist China that we're dealing with. These people have reached a level of Trump derangement syndrome that nobody thought was possible.
That brings us to the next item up for bids on The Price is Right. This is so bizarre. The former president has talked about the possibility, and I've heard it in the media as well, the whole notion of a self-pardon. Would you be okay with a self-pardon? I mean, if this thing drags out, and we have every reason to expect that it will, and that former President Donald J. Trump will become President Donald J. Trump again, and that one of the things that he would like to do is to self-pardon him. Now, think about this for a minute. The president's got the power to do it. And could this next election in November, November 5th, 2024, does it allow him, and by the way, the Constitution does allow him to self-pardon. But from an election standpoint, if that were the basis of an election, hey, if you elect me, I'll self-pardon me and we'll keep going on and on and on and on. Would that be okay by you? I mean, you are the people that support Donald J. Trump, or maybe you don't. You are the people that are in what I like to call the chewy middle. Would that be okay by you? Would it be all right if the former president becomes president again and then self-pardons himself, which eliminates all of these trials, all of these federal investigations? The New York case goes away. Everything goes away. Would that be okay by you? Call me right now. Let me know what you think. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim Dallas know that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I will blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line because I want to get your perspective on this thing. Call me right now, 844 the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll take a couple breaks, and then we'll come back, and we'll get to your calls. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Synergy Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 725-227-8087. 725-227-8087. That's 725-227-8087. SynergyWeightLoss.com.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's time for the annual Basque Fry. The 8th annual Basque Fry is on Saturday, June 17th, and we want to make sure you don't miss out on this one-of-a-kind Nevada tradition featuring an outstanding lineup of all-star conservative speakers. Special guest, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, will headline this year's event and discuss his vision to fight for our conservative principles and save our country. The Basque Fry is Nevada's single largest annual political event, attracting thousands of patriots to Corley Ranch in beautiful Gardnerville. It's an affordable, family-friendly affair, featuring traditional Basque barbecue and activities for the kids. Plus, it's an opportunity to meet some of your own local elected officials and grassroots conservative leaders, including former Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, Governor Joe Lombardo, Congressman Mark Amaday, and Dana Lash. To get your tickets, go to morninginnevadapac.com. We look forward to seeing you there. Paid for by Never Back Down, Inc., not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Neverbackdown.org.
Travel from Las Vegas to L.A. in a premium economy bus with colors, more legroom, Wi-Fi access, affordable prices. Buy your ticket today at colors.com. Premium economy bus travel with colors. That is KOLORS.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Wayne Allen Root coming up at the top of the hour. Tell you what, let's do is go to your phone calls. Go to Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Hey, how you doing? Listen, you were talking before about if Trump should he or shouldn't he pardon himself if he becomes president, which I sincerely doubt. But number one, he can only pardon himself or anybody else on federal charges. There's going to be a ton of state charges coming down against him very, very quickly from New York, from Georgia, from other places. And there's nothing he can do about it. And that's one point.
And by the way, for the record, by most of the legal experts, the New York indictments are the weakest of the three or four. Is that, will you give me that one?
Well, to a point, but there haven't been only indictments. There's tax fraud. There's a bunch of other things that
Georgia
haven't been brought out yet.
Yeah.
That will be.
Yeah.
And I think he'll never get out of that. And there's nothing he can do about it. And I keep hearing people say that, well, when Biden, he's got such a corrupt, his cabinet, everything is all corrupt. But when Trump was president, his whole cabinet was either indicted, arrested, had to quit, went to jail. I mean, he had the most.
Do you remember though? Hey, Carl, do you remember back maybe a year ago, 2 years ago, where they were talking about arresting the kids? You know, the Trump kids. That was out there for a good 4 to 6 months. That oh my gosh, they might be under indictment too, and nothing has happened. Nothing has happened.
Well, nothing's happened to any of when Trump was president. Biden, he kept saying how corrupt Biden was and his family was and everything, and nobody ever brought any indictments against them.
Well, we will,
Trump administration.
We will wait. We will wait and see. Carl, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. You might agree with Carl. I know it doesn't happen often, but it might be a miracle. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Gentlemen, Jim, you've been tracking a story related to this as well, have you not?
Well, really what's happening in these Democrat-run cities, Kevin, is, you know, they have tried this reform, if you will, criminal justice reform. These social justice policies have backfired dramatically because the numbers are in, Kevin. And if you look at the top 30 cities in this country, well, better yet, let's do the top 15. The top 15 cities in the United States of America with the most murders this past year have occurred, all 15 in Democrat-run cities. What do you think about that number?
Now we're getting to something, that these policies, regardless of who's in charge, but the fact is, in these cases, these are all blue cities, blue states, whatever, top 15, all.
The top 15. Now, if you'll recall, in San Francisco, residents were so frustrated there in left-wing San Francisco that they recalled the district attorney, which, of course, was supported by George Soros. There are about 40 of these district attorneys across the country that have received millions and millions of dollars from a George Soros-backed PAC or organization, and that's just one of them. Kim Gardner is another who, of course, most famously in Chicago, abruptly resigned because of scandals in her office. And Alvin Bragg, I mean, the guy that indicted Trump in Manhattan. Now, Trump wouldn't be able to get out of that. He couldn't pardon himself on that. But that is considered a very weak case anyway.
Yeah.
But Alvin Bragg, he ran on the issue of arresting Donald Trump. Doesn't that sound a lot like a communist country? You know, show me the man and I'll find the crime.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way that whole thing went. And they voted for him. So how is anybody going to get a free open trial in that scenario, when a guy openly says, I'm going after this guy, and he wins?
Yeah. Now, that is exactly what you're seeing in New York City. You're seeing it around the country. But you know, I'm a results-oriented guy, and the results tell you it ain't working. And people fear for their lives in cities like that, like New York, like Philadelphia. And it's sad that that's the way it goes, but it's true. The numbers do not lie.
All run by Democrats. Top 15 cities for murders.
Gotta lie. By the way, what are those cities? Just give us an example.
Well, Chicago is number one. 166 murders so far in 2023. Philadelphia 165. Phoenix 137. Dallas 126. Baltimore 112. Rounding out the top 10. Houston, L.A., New York City, Indianapolis, and Kansas City, all at least 96 murders up to this point of 2023.
That's incredible. That is absolutely incredible. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. More to come as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to